call is now being recorded.
Okay, once the lockdown, ever since the 18th, we've been locked down that afternoon at 1:30. Since the lockdown has occurred, we've been basically in our cells. We haven't had any type of recreation or anything like that. We've just been confined to our cells. We haven't had health services, we have had health services come around and do rounds, but we haven't had any psychologists or any type of a clergy or anyone to come and check on us individually, as the ACA has recommended. When you're doing long stays in segregation, this is considered, administrator said. We've had showers maybe twice within the 24 days that we have been locked down. We've just now been able to have an hour out, this is my second time to have an hour out in this week's cycle. So as far as everything else is concerned, staff pretty much is, we've had staff that have been here from other facilities. They've been here with it's the SWORT team, the Special Operations Response Team. They've been here with automatic weapons, several K-9s and so forth, inside of the cell blocks. And then when they took us down to the gymnasium after they actually strip searched us to search our cells, they took us down there. They had us sitting in seats and so forth, but they had us surrounded with automatic weapons and these K-9s walking in between us and so forth. We've got guys who are sitting here for over 3 weeks now who've been brought into the cell block. No clothes, no underwear, no clean clothes, nothing. They have no property or anything. And they've been asking staff about this stuff, and they basically just been blowing them off. So they've created a humanitarian crisis, which is going on in here right now. So, and you had a question.
Wow. And you said, so people have been you said sitting naked?
They're not sitting. They might as well be sitting naked. They're sitting, the same clothes that they came in with, that's all they've had for over 3 weeks. And they don't have any change of clothing or any property or anything, because we haven't had property. So they haven't been able to go to laundry or anything like that to get any clothing or anything. So they're sitting in the cell with the same outfit that they've had since they came in for over 3 weeks.
And so you haven't been receiving showers. How often have people been able to access showers?
We've actually, like I said, they only gave us two showers within the last 24 days of the lockdown. We have not been receiving showers every 3 days. And it wasn't until the report that was given on Channel 5, KSTP Channel 5 News yesterday evening, that now all of a sudden they let us out for an hour out within the day shift. At first they were just doing the hour outs at nighttime, which was taking at least, the cycle that they were on, it would be another week before before our galley would be able to come out again for an hour out. Now, the way they're doing things now, we will possibly be able to be out on a 3-day cycle to come out for an hour out. So a lot of change has occurred since people have understood what's going on inside of the prison.
So you were getting like 1 hour out of your cells like once a week, and you're now like once every 3 days?
No, that just started just this week. We just started getting an hour out this week. For the 24,
okay.
For the 20 days that we had been long locked up, we hadn't been out of our cell at all, period.
Wow. Okay. So you were locked in your cell for 20 days straight.
For 20 days straight. And they had the deputy commissioner. He came in. I was the one that initiated with him, Deputy Commissioner Reiser. Hey, look, we need indigent. Since you guys have suspended our canteen and we can't go to canteen or anything like that, you have to supply us with envelopes and indigent supplies. And so they said they were going to have a meeting, and then when they had their meeting, all of a sudden they came out with a little small bag with envelopes, a little bit of soap, and some things in the indigent bag. And that was this past Monday. So after that, we haven't had anything since the 18th.
Wow. Wow. And how are you getting food? Or what kind of food are you getting?
These are made up trays. These trays are like paper trays. They don't even hold the amount of food that you would normally get. So the portion's been very small. And I had to talk to staff about that, about the fact that can they give us an extra piece of bread, some extra bread or some extra peanut butter or something like that. And they tried to accommodate that as we go along, but they said it's, you know, it's according to how supplies last within the prison. This is what really bothered me is that we've been on lockdown for security lockdowns because of violence and everything that have been going on prior to this. And they still hadn't came up with an action plan to basically be able to feed us if something like this were to occur. So it wasn't like we haven't had things to happen to where they could have had some type of management plan in place. They just deliberate indifference on their part to not put anything in place. So we're all suffering because we don't have, we have incompetent leadership, and we're all suffering behind this.
Got it. Do you think if prisoners were involved in the conversation about how to make changes, that that would be helpful?
I'm sorry?
Do you think if people in prison were involved in figuring out how to make the prison safer, how to improve conditions, or how to, you know, make things work, that that would improve things?
Yes, it would, because I remember, I've been down 21 years, and in the past, we had these things occur way back in, I can remember back in 90, from 98 on up. It was when they changed things over to when Mencor started taking over, and the DOC actually really started getting into this for-profit situation, you know, a lot more in-depth, that they started to back off and do this 100% staffing, whereas the prisoners didn't matter, and whatever the staff says, that's what goes. And when they created that wedge, everything started to change. The behavior, the way things were conducted within the prison system had changed because they left us out of all of the conversations. And now this is the result and the fruit of that labor. So now no one has a trust for staff. There's no relationship between us and staff anymore. So now when things do occur, nobody wants to talk to them about anything. So we just need people to want to be able to now step up, which I'm one of those people who really want to step up and have those conversations and build another bridge. But it's got to be with people, staff that we trust, and people who are willing to move forward with us and not against us.
Can you say why there's been so much violence recently, and is there any relation to overcrowding between that?
The overcrowding was the main factor, is one of the main factors, but the overcrowding was basically one of those things that, on top of the fact that you had the disrespect already going on, for many years since I've been down, I have witnessed and been around when the, when prisoners were basically killed by staff over in Oak Park Heights. When the issues happened here,
you have 1 minute remaining.
Prisoners were assaulted by staff and so forth. So I've seen how that progression happened. But when the overcrowding stuff mixed with all that and the disrespect, it just made things even worse.
Cool. Any last things you want to say, Tony? I mean, yeah, we'll definitely be in touch and get that stuff figured out that you were talking about.
Okay. I just hope that, you know, people out, that you guys, IWC, continue to do what they do to basically keep people aware of what's going on inside of this prison. And I wish people would actually take the time to see what's really going on instead of trusting the words of others. So, but we appreciate you, and please continue to pray for us.
Yeah, we will. And thank you, Tony, and we'll be in touch.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, peace, man.
Thank you for using GTL.